So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03, Tuesday afternoon, December 9th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. If you're looking to find a great gift for a do-it-yourselfer, we'll share a couple of suggestions in our next segment. But first, on the economic front, we've got new job openings data, a fresh look at small business conditions, and the Fed is in play this week. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Diane Swank, Chief Economist, KPMG in Chicago. Diane, thank you for joining us today. And let's talk about the number of job openings unexpectedly ticking up in October. This is data that was delayed by the government shutdown, and that flies in the face of some of the numbers and some of the anecdata we are seeing on social media and elsewhere, where people are reporting not only layoffs, but also great difficulty in finding a new job.
Yes, this number is a bit noisy, and so we take it with a bit of a grain of salt. It did show a pickup in layoffs in the travel and tourism industry, which is not surprising given the government shutdown and disruptions to travel that we actually saw by the end of the month. So I think that was in there as well. Overall, it really paints a similar picture to where we've been, and that is a very low hire, low fire environment, although layoffs are beginning to tick up, certainly in the announcements of them, but they've yet to hit in terms of unemployment claims. In fact, those had ticked down to their lowest level in 3 years last week. I think that's important as well, but it really gives us a sense of a frozen labor market, and that's the best way to be thinking about it. Those who have a job are clinging on to those jobs, not quitting, not their ability to hop jobs and get a premium to do that is very diminished. At the same time, those who want a job are left wanting and on the sidelines of the labor market, especially for new college grads. This has been a very hard labor market for new college grads. And we're starting to see this year, we've seen a loss in women in their participation in the labor force, most notably among women with bachelor's degrees or higher and children under 5. The high costs of childcare have been traced to the reasons for that.
Now, how does this these conflicting views of the job market play into the Fed's dual mandate as they meet this week? Inflation is above the 2% target, and we don't know yet if the labor market is deteriorating to such a degree that the Fed needs to take action.
That's exactly the problem. Instead of it being a dual mandate, we have what is a dueling mandate. And we've not seen anything like this, where the Fed's mandate to foster full employment and price stability are intention. We've not seen anything like that since the 1970s. Now, it's nothing like the 1970s, but it is one of the reasons you're seeing debate so heated within the Fed. There are those who want to shore up the labor market. It is weak, but it's not falling apart. They want to shore up the labor market with rate cuts, but the risk is by doing that and layering on top of it expansions to tax cuts and the largest tax refunds in history in the first quarter. And as we get into the second quarter, that stimulus at the same time that we're seeing some of this higher inflation could make it linger. And that is why you're seeing debate so heated within the Fed about what their next move is. And I think they're going to pause after they cut tomorrow, but that their ability to talk about what they're going to be doing going forward is inhibited by the fact that we lost some data as well due to the government shutdown.
Diane Swonk, Chief Economist, KPMG in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up, go-to gifts for the do-it-yourself crowd.
Money talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
This holiday season, give the do-it-yourselfer in your life the tools they will actually use. We welcome in Casey Finn, founder of the DIYPlaybook.com in Chicago. And on this radio station, Casey, you are the official sound of the weekend, as far as I'm concerned, because your DIY playbook segments hit beginning Friday afternoon, then run all weekend long. So you know it's quitting time when Casey's on the radio, but not today, unless you took a long weekend. Thank you for joining us today. And of course, the holiday season is here, and you don't necessarily have to, you know, be a Bob Vila type to be a do-it-yourselfer. If you're a homeowner, sooner or later, circumstances will thrust you into the DIY lifestyle.
I like to say that everyone can be a DIYer. Everything is figure-outable. That's my little motto.
And then when it comes to just some gifts that you can give the do-it-yourselfer in your life, or the person who should become a do-it-yourselfer, what are some things that you can get that don't necessarily fall under the realm of traditional holiday gifts?
Yes. So I would first say that everyone should own a power drill. You could start with around 20 volts. That should be enough power. But say you have a new grad, someone who's moving into a new place, a power drill is going to come in handy, from putting furniture together to hanging shelves on the wall. This is such a good gift. Every household should have a drill, and you can even give them a backup battery, some drill bits to like really round out that gift.
Yeah, sooner or later, you will have to mount something in the wall, and that will require a power drill so you can create the hole to put the drywall anchor in. So yes, it is a very practical gift. And then the next one is Allen wrenches as a stocking stuffer. And I don't know about you. I'm sure you have plenty of them. I have plenty of them just from numerous trips to IKEA. But this formalizes the Allen wrench arrangement.
Yes, everyone has that baggie that's full of all the random sizes. So we're going to upgrade that. This is a foldable hex key set. It has all of the different sizes that you need. You're going to look so much more organized. No more digging through the drawer to try and find it. Very affordable, easy stocking stuffer.
And then a steam cleaner. Now, what kind of a steam cleaner are we talking about here? Is this for your carpeting? Is this for curtains? What kind of steam cleaner should we get?
Yeah, so you're thinking of maybe more of a steamer, like a press. This is a different tool. It's the most fun gadget. It's so satisfying. It's like $30 to $40, comes with various nozzles, and you can use it to clean just about anything in your home. I use it for a lot of home maintenance, like deep cleaning your dishwasher, even getting like stickers off of surfaces that your kids put on. It's so satisfying to use. I'm telling you, in 2026, you're going to be wanting to clean everything in your house with this.
And then a miter saw, which it kind of paint the picture for those of us who don't know necessarily what a miter saw is.
Yes. So a compound miter saw is one of those ones that you're going to see when people are cutting wood and they're going to bring it down to make that chop. So this is probably the first power tool outside of a drill that you'd want to get. It was mine when I was first DIYing about 10 years ago. And you can use it for adding baseboards, trim work to your walls, adding board and batten, picture frame molding, things that are just that you can DIY to take your house to the next level. a miter saw is going to come in handy for that.
And then also just the overarching, you know, world of doing it yourself. I mean, obviously, if you run into something incredibly complex, you probably should call a professional. I mean, I always say, you know, why not? When it comes to electricity, just call the electrician. I don't want to be responsible for burning the house down. But if you are a homeowner, do it yourself will be thrust upon you eventually. You will have to figure out how to unclog the sink or do basic home repairs. How did you enter the DIY lifestyle?
Yes. So I started the DIY playbook about 12 years ago. And really, I was looking to save money and make my house look better. And I started with smaller projects. And over the years, it kind of snowballed from there. And when we bought our 100-year-old Chicago bungalow, that's when things really came to the next level, because there were lots of secrets inside those walls, learned a lot about renovating, and it's just been very empowering to learn to do these things myself.
And how much of this was self-taught? Because I think everybody's parents or grandparents had the long list, the set of Time Life home improvement books, volume one, Kitchens and Baths. It was available on TV. Did you find that, or did you go through YouTube videos? What was your initial education?
So sadly, I do not have a handy father, and he knows it. He was the guy who would call someone in to do it. My husband, most people think that maybe he's the handy one. Nope, he will fix things with duct tape. So it really, I looked around when we bought our homes and I was like, okay, this is on me now. So I'm completely self-taught. There's so much you can learn online. And I really find that you get better by doing. So you need to try these projects. What's the worst that can happen?
Casey Finn, founder of the DIYPlaybook.com. It was DIY DIY in her case, based in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. And of course, once again, when she's on the radio, it's the weekend, but not today.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Holiday home buying can pay off. Motivated sellers, softer prices, and faster closings make this season a potentially smart time to make a move. With us to explain is Steve Kirch, Chicago based real estate and housing expert. Steve, thank you for joining us today. And at first glance, this looks like a really simple way to beat the market. When everybody else is resting up and staying warm, preparing for a springtime move, this is the time for the aggressive person to pounce.
Yeah, good afternoon, Rob. That's absolutely true. If you're a home buyer in the market, and you're ready to go, that is, you have your down payment lined up and are squared away with financing, this can be a really good time to buy a house, because you have motivated sellers, as you point out. Folks who still have their listings up at this time of year do so because they really want to move, either for a job or some other reason. And so they are more likely to make concessions, perhaps pay some closing costs, maybe drop the asking price a bit in December, January, and February, where they wouldn't be at other times of the year. And then you also have an advantage in that this time of year, the home prices are cyclically lower than they are at other times of the year, although that doesn't mean they're bargains by any means.
Is it really just the weather that forces both buyers and sellers to place their home search or home sale in the mothballs?
Well, obviously, people have a lot of things going on this time of year besides browsing houses. It's also a little more difficult to judge, curb appeal of a home when it's buried under, well, how many inches of snow have we had in the last week? So, you know, it's not quite as pleasant a time to be a house hunter. And that's why I think a lot of folks just put it off until after the Super Bowl.
Now, when we talk about how the housing market usually slows down at this time of year, does this mean that people take their listings off the market, or is it just they're not nearly as aggressive as they would be in, let's say, March or April?
Right. It's usually that we are sort of siphoning off the inventory. That is, most sellers aren't putting their homes on the market this late in the year. You're looking at listings that have been on the market for a while at this point. And that can, you know, be good and bad. Again, like I said, you could have motivated sellers, but you know, maybe there's a reason their homes haven't been moving up till this point.
Steve Kirch, Chicago-based real estate and housing expert.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. Markets are mixed. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Jim Welsh, macro strategist and portfolio manager, MacroTides.com, based in San Diego. Jim, thank you for joining us today. And the three major indices were all in rally mode for most of the morning, but things changed about an hour ago, and a lot of those gains were given back, and now the Dow is actually selling off. What drove that change?
I don't have an answer for that, Rob. But first, I want to wish you and listeners Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Let's talk about the more important stuff first, right? Now, I honestly don't know. I think the market's made a heck of a move in recent weeks. The Fed meets tomorrow. So I think it's just some people maybe, you know, squaring positions and so forth as we wait to see what the Fed says.
Speaking of holiday presents, the Fed will deliver one to investors tomorrow. They are expected to cut interest rates by a quarter point. And before we talk about the specifics of this particular Fed meeting, generally, markets respond positively to interest rate cuts. And why is that for people who don't know?
Well, historically, when the Fed lowers interest rates, and especially if longer-term yields also decline, which has not been the case over the last year, it allows PEs to expand because they're, you know, in a sense, the reference to the cost of money. If the cost of money comes down, that should be good for profits. So that's the main reason why lower rates, you know, supports higher valuations.
And then what is some of the trepidation regarding tomorrow's Fed meeting? It sounds like the interest rate cut has already been priced in and that a lot of the worry is about what Fed Chair Powell is going to say in the news conference afterwards, what the dot plot says, what their statement is going forward.
Yeah, I think the main thing that we've seen is the doves have wanted to cut rates because the Fed funds rate was considered to be at a restrictive level. Well, obviously, over the last year, after 175 basis points cut, if the Fed delivers that 25, which I think they will tomorrow, we're much, much closer to neutral. So I think the rub here, Rob, could be, yeah, we cut rates, but we're really at neutral. And going forward, you know, we'll have to see really more weakness in the labor market to get most members to vote in favor of additional cuts. And the other thing, the dot plot will indicate where the divide between the doves and hawks, where it really rests. So to me, that's where I'm going to focus a lot of my attention on.
And then on top of that, how is the government shutdown, how will that affect the quality and totality of the data of this data-dependent Fed?
Well, we're finally going to get some data, Rob, and I think that's important. That's one of the reasons why some of the Fed members have been reluctant to cut a third time, is because we don't have quality data to make these decisions. So over the next 30 days, we are going to get more government data, and that's going to be helpful for everybody.
And then when Jerome Powell delivers his news conference tomorrow, is he going to ride off into the sunset? Will everybody feel wistful that this could be the last time we see Jay Powell in his position as Fed chair?
I don't think so, Rob, because his term extends through May of next year. I don't think he has any intention of leaving. So there'll be at least two or three more meetings in 2026 that he will be the chair and giving a press conference. And I think, again, he will focus on the fact that policy is now in the zip code of neutral, and therefore that is the one reason why there was a willingness to cut in recent months. That reason is no longer active, and it's going to be a question of how markets respond to that news. That'll tell us more about the short-term lay of the land, if you will, for stocks than anything else.
Jim Welsh, macro strategist and portfolio manager, MacroTides.com in San Diego. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Travel Tuesday, a beach escape may be the most peaceful Christmas you'll ever have.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Travel Tuesday, sponsored by Preflight Airport Parking. It's Travel Tuesday, and this year, rethink that traditional Christmas in the Midwest and instead head south, ditch the gifts, and embrace a beach holiday built on experience. Welcome in Juliet Huddy, travel vlogger and curator at JetSetJulietTravels.com. Also check out our YouTube channel, Jet Set Juliet Travels. Find her on X, the former Twitter, at Jet Set Juliet. But today, right now, you can find her on the Noon Business Hour. Juliet, thank you for joining us today.
Hi,
and
Rob.
Normally, when you and I talk, you are in some villa in Italy somewhere.
Right.
Embracing the live, laugh, love lifestyle. Let me tell you all about the weather we have in Chicago right now. 36 today, but Saturday we can have a high of 11 degrees, bitter cold, snow and flurries. Mm-hmm. And if you are trudging through this, and this is true trudging weather, Juliet, you might say to yourself, this Midwest Christmas is for the birds. Let's go someplace warm.
I got to tell you, well, first of all, Rob, thank you guys for proposing this topic. Thank you, Andy, your producer. I lost my dad last week, and the thought of a traditional Christmas is just, it's just not working. But actually, this topic really inspired me. But honestly, no matter what the reason, sometimes we just need to shake the holidays up a little bit. So I actually do have some ideas, some of them a little more out of the box than others, but work with me, Rob.
Well, first off, like, can you do that now? It's December 9th.
Yes.
And is the beach getaway a mere 3 weeks from now doable?
1,000%. My suggestion is, and this is not very out of the box. I mean, it's kind of classic, but you know, the sunshine Christmas, trade the tree in for turquoise water. And by the way, Chicago is my favorite big city in the U.S. It's darling around Christmas time, but yet sometimes the cold is annoying. So this option is perfect for all of you Chicagoans who are desperate to thaw out. And yes, you can actually score great last minute deals right now. Not just down to the Caribbean and stuff like that, but anywhere, even this close to Christmas, because airlines and hotels would rather fill their empty seats and their empty rooms at a discount than let them sit unused. So surprisingly, this is when the bargains will start popping up, especially if you're flexible. And that's really the key there. And speaking of the key, I would say head to the Keys if you want to kind of keep it safe down to Florida. The Caribbean, your Christmas dinner is a beachside restaurant. Just envision that. And it's going to be warm and it's going to be really nice. The second one, this is getting a little wackier, Christmas in a storybook village. If you want out of here, but you still need that classic Christmas vibe, you know, there's no better place than the Christmas market towns of Europe. Have you ever done that, Rob?
The farthest I have gone, Juliet, for a Christmas market is Daly Plaza for the Chris Kindle market, and that's three blocks away from the radio station.
Well, I'm sure that's romantic and intimate, but I would suggest Colmar or Strasbourg, France, or Tallinn, Estonia, which is budget-friendly. Three towns straight out of a snow globe. If you want a little more action, a little more elegance,
fly to Vienna. Their Christmas market is mind-blowing because it's not, it not only has the best selection of those little gyrating gnomes. I love gnomes. I've got a thing about gnomes. But they're in, the entire thing is set directly in front of a former Habsburg summer palace, the Schönbrunn Palace. So you get that dramatic imperial backdrop while you're wandering the stalls and you're getting drunk on the mulled wine. That's like a classic Christmas diversion. Another thought, and this is for the budget conscious, what about celebrating Christmas in January? It's a bold move, I know, but think about it. Skip the peak holiday prices and the stress. You travel like the first, second, third week of January to places like Paris or Rome, you know, the big hitters. Airfare is down, room rates drop, but you still get the lights and the decorations and all the pretty stuff. And then finally, this one requires money. This is the Christmas bucket list option. Kids are out of the house. Your business did well this year. Do something unforgettable. The Northern Lights in Iceland, an African safari, Christmas karaoke in Tokyo. You know, we ain't getting any younger. So this year, make it dramatic.
That is a very good idea, except the Northern Lights have managed to come here the last couple of weeks. They're showing up in the Chicago area, but I'm sure they're a lot more intense in Iceland.
That sounds, well, yes. I mean, Iceland, Norway, I'd love to do that. And also, Iceland is fairly cheap. It's actually pretty easy to get to, and it's fairly cheap. So just keep that in mind, too.
And get one of those big fuzzy sweaters. And very quickly, Juliet, when it comes to saving some cash on airfare, your thoughts on flying out on December 25th? I mean, I once flew out to Florida, first flight out of Chicago to Naples on New Year's Day, and that flight was practically free.
Right, exactly, because nobody wants to you want to be in, you know, the destination on the 25th. So the 25th, the December 31st, great days to fly the first because people don't want to fly hungover, let's be honest. Then anything around those days, it starts getting crazy. But yeah, if you can just, you know, if you can fly to Chicago from, let's say, Charleston, South Carolina on the 25th, you can still get there at a decent hour and you save a lot of money.
Juliet Huddy, travel vlogger and curator, JetSetJulietTravels.com. Also, our condolences on the loss of your dad.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Juliet, thank you for joining us today.
It's your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Investors around this time of year look for the so-called Santa Claus rally, that seasonal year-end surge. Joining us to discuss, to tell us what it is and the odds we'll see one this year is Mark Hulbert, investment columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com, based in Washington. Mark, thank you for joining us today. And first off, do you believe in Santa Claus rally?
Well, absolutely, but it turns out we have to define it very carefully. It turns out the only Santa Claus rally that my research has found that passes statistical scrutiny is the period after Christmas and up through the first day or two of January. So that's really the only period where you have an increased odds of an increase. The rest of the time, yes, the market sometimes goes up, sometimes the market goes down, but there is no statistically based expectation that the market will have a better upward bias prior to Christmas than there is any other time of the year.
And then what is it about that particular time of that particular week of the year, that week after Christmas through the first business day of the new year? Is it reduced volume? Is it just simply a factor of there are fewer players because more people have set up their out-of-office emails during that time?
Well, you know, there are obviously going to be lots of individual factors. The two that researchers have found that seem to explain it most, one is that tax loss selling, I'll mention more about that in a minute, that tax loss selling has come to an end prior to that last week because a lot of traders just take their time off. Tax loss selling is where people will sell their losers and get a capital gains loss that they can use to offset a capital gain and thereby reduce their taxes. Most people get their tax loss selling done before Christmas, and so then some of these stocks that have been artificially punished can bounce back. Another factor is called end-of-quarter window dressing, where mutual funds and other institutional investors will want to reorient their portfolios to make their clients think they've been holding the winners, and that'll cause them to put money into their winning stocks and make them go up even more.
And it's also interesting that you just picked that particular week for the traditional Santa Claus rally, because there are all sorts of mitigating factors. I mean, obviously, this month we're going to see probably some buying just based off the interest rate cut. And then, of course, last year at this time, the markets were roaring just based on the election results.
Well, that's right. And so what's amazing is that despite all those individual idiosyncratic factors, two of which you just mentioned, the market has had this upward bias. So if you look at it in any given week of the year, if you just pick one at random, the market has a 4% chance of rising. That last week of the year has risen historically at about 75 to 77% of the time. So that is a marked increase in probability.
Mark Hulbert, investment columnist for The Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com, based in Washington. Thank you for joining us today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.